Welcome to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Lees, a conversation for those who own, manage or protect intellectual property.
So welcome to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Lees. Today we're deep diving into the world of hydrogen, a potential game changer in the clean energy landscape. So I'm Emily Bevan-Smith, European Patent Attorney at Appleyard Lees, and joining me is my colleague Holly Redman, Trainee Patent Attorney at Appleyard Lees, and also co-author of the Inside Green Innovation Progress Report.
Hi, it's great to be here to discuss this really exciting topic. So this is the fourth edition of the Inside Green Innovation Progress Report. It's published annually to coincide with the COP conferences, where governments around the world get together to discuss progress in climate change action. The Inside Green Innovation Progress Report is a data-driven analysis shedding light on the progress and development of green technologies. The current edition revisits innovation areas of energy, food and alternative proteins and materials. And we've further extended that analysis this year to innovations in the aerospace and automotive transportation sectors. Our podcast today focuses on the hydrogen article, which sits in the energy section of the Green Innovation Progress Report. And we're looking in detail at patent filings in hydrogen storage technologies.
So let's start with the basics. So why is hydrogen playing such an important role in the clean energy sector?
Hydrogen is widely considered to be the fuel of the future. The European Hydrogen Roadmap estimates that hydrogen has the potential to provide a quarter of Europe's energy by 2050. This is because hydrogen has one of the highest energy densities per mass. And if we can utilise the chemical energy effectively, it could reduce Europe's CO2 emissions by 560 megatons. That's the same as reducing global passenger flights by half. Moreover, hydrogen can be produced by electrolysis, which, while energy intensive, can use energy from renewable sources like solar power and wind. This enables energy from intermittent sources to be stored in chemical bonds and utilised whenever we need them. When used in fuel cells, hydrogen generates electricity and water, emitting zero greenhouse gases, which makes it a really exciting solution for sectors like transportation, energy storage, and industrial processes. It's a wonderful molecule.
It sounds like hydrogen could play a key role in the move towards green energy worldwide. But what about the challenges? What are the hurdles that we need to overcome for the widespread adoption of hydrogen?
One major challenge is the efficient and cost-effective storage of hydrogen. I said hydrogen has a large energy density by weight, but actually when you consider the properties of hydrogen, this number becomes slightly less impressive. So hydrogen is a gas. So in its natural state, it's likely to take up a lot of volume. So it wants to spread out and take up space. This makes it really difficult to store and transport hydrogen. Traditional methods of storing gases include liquefying or compressing them, as in liquid nitrogen and compressed helium. However, both of these methods take up lots of energy, both to get the gases into the desired state and to keep them there. Another small issue with hydrogen is that it's also a teeny tiny molecule, and it's estimated that these hydrogen molecules can escape from the supply chain, for example, through evaporation. And hydrogen can escape slightly faster than natural gas, for example. It's estimated to be 1.3 to 3% faster. So engineers and scientists could spend an awful lot of time collecting hydrogen and then it could slowly disappear. These are issues that are being addressed by scientists and engineers, and therefore I think that hydrogen will play an important role in the energy transition. It will be in combination with other complementary solutions. So while advancements have been made, it's still a complex process, and additionally, developing the necessary infrastructure remains crucial for its widespread use.
We're seeing a lot of investment into innovation in this area, particularly to address these issues. According to the Hydrogen Insights 2024 publication, the Global Hydrogen Project pipeline has increased sevenfold since 2020, with more than 1,500 project proposals announced globally.
Yes, that's right. There's been $370 billion of direct investment into hydrogen value chains until 2030. As of May 2024, there were 1,500 clean energy projects announced globally. Europe has announced the largest number of projects, maintaining its status as the global leader, followed by North America. These projects include gigascale production, large-scale industrial use, think feedstocks for chemical production and other useful products, mobility, for example, planes and ships, integrated hydrogen economy and infrastructure projects, so getting the world ready for hydrogen. Japan and South Korea have shown the highest relative growth in investment of about 130%, while India demonstrates a growth of 110%. And we've seen in the data that companies based in Japan in particular are leading the way in patent filings.
And the UK are also showing a keen interest in this technology area, with the government recently allocating £2 billion for funding 11 electrolytic hydrogen production projects across the country, which will have a capacity of 125 megawatts. And to achieve this, we're having £413 million of private capital invested upfront by 2026.
That's amazing. So where are we seeing the most promising areas of hydrogen innovation right now?
Right now, aviation and shipping are two sectors that are actively exploring hydrogen as a cleaner alternative to fossil fuels. And we're seeing companies like Airbus and Maersk investing heavily in hydrogen-powered aircrafts and ships. So aviation and shipping industries actually account for a large proportion of global CO2 emissions. So developments in this area are really exciting because there's so much scope to improve sustainability in these areas. We've seen that hydrogen storage technologies have been steadily increasing over the past 10 years, which isn't a huge surprise because hydrogen is widely accepted as a promising energy source to replace jet fuel. And Airbus is the top filer in the field of hydrogen storage, which only reflects their goal to bring the world's first hydrogen-powered commercial aircraft to market by 2035.
You mentioned the shipping industry too. How are patent filings there?
So patent filings for hydrogen storage in ships have risen rapidly since 2017. And as I said, Maersk is investing heavily in hydrogen-powered ships. They're the largest shipping company in the world, and in 2018, they announced their intentions to have carbon-free operations by 2050.
Why do you think hydrogen is making such a big impact in these industries?
I think hydrogen is a clear forerunner in alternative fuels for shipping because of the relative ease in retrofitting existing ships with hydrogen storage tanks and fuel cells.
Great. Let's talk about the global landscape of hydrogen innovation. Which countries are leading the way?
South Korea and Japan have been at the forefront of hydrogen innovation. And as you touched on earlier, they've shown the highest relative growth in investments in hydrogen technologies. So they've actually implemented ambitious national hydrogen strategies and have made significant investments in research and development. So, for example, Japan have allocated 800 billion yen for developing and commercializing hydrogen-related technologies. That's almost $5.5 billion. So South Korea overtook Japan in patent filings in the hydrogen storage space in 2019. And this was the same year in which they published their own hydrogen economy roadmap. And Korea hopes to reach a capacity of 15 gigawatts of hydrogen by 2040. Another major player is Europe, and they have a strong focus on hydrogen as a clean energy solution. And in 2020, patent filings in this space overtook Japan for the first time. The US and China are also making strides, particularly in recent years, which coincides with increased government support and industry investment.
What about the role of companies in driving hydrogen innovation?
So companies like Hyundai, Toyota and Bosch are leading the charge in developing hydrogen technologies. For example, Toyota and Hyundai were assignees on 80% of filings related to hydrogen storage for motor vehicles in 2021. And Hyundai in particular has an ambitious plan to apply hydrogen energy to all areas of life and industry. So we can expect a big push from them for the employment of hydrogen and the development of its associated technologies. Bosch is also focused on fuel cell technology and hydrogen storage solutions. And in 2023, the chief executive of Bosch said that they are growing with hydrogen, indicating that hydrogen will play a key role in Bosch's future business strategy, which aligns with their commitment to invest €2.5 million euros into hydrogen fuel cell technology between 2021 and 2026. So we can see that these companies are not only investing in research and development, but are also working on commercializing hydrogen products. So what does the future hold for hydrogen?
Although the recent trend shows a slowdown in patent filings related to hydrogen storage globally, we do anticipate continued innovation across all hydrogen technologies. This is because we can see that large economies like Japan, Europe, Korea, and China are investing in hydrogen technologies. Additionally, large international companies like Airbus, Hyundai, and Maersk are setting incredibly ambitious goals of carbon neutrality or enabling the hydrogen economy. These factors, in combination with the underlying move to a green energy transition and the beneficial properties of hydrogen, create huge motivation towards new developments in hydrogen technologies. So while the future of hydrogen is promising and exciting, it's essential to continue investing in research and development. And by addressing the challenges we've discussed and fostering international collaboration, we can unlock the full potential of hydrogen as a clean and sustainable energy source. And we're excited to see the innovation and real-world applications that await us in the near future.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, deep diving into hydrogen and its potential use to cultivate clean energy. If you're interested and would like to learn more, you can head over to our Inside Green Innovation Progress Report, the fourth edition, where you can find our energy section, which has reports detailing hydrogen, batteries, and nuclear energy.
Thanks for listening to the Green Shoots podcast by Appleyard Leeds. If you have a question or issue you would like our IP specialist to discuss on the podcast, then tweet us at Appleyard Leeds or email us at ip@appleyardleeds.com.